This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Home Affairs Minister defends the amendments to the Utilities Regulation Bill. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport want flooding at the terminals to be addressed. Police caution the public conducting business this Christmas. Ex-Haitian senator gets life in prison for the 2021 killing of Haiti's president, and a Colorado Supreme Court removes Donald Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams, has defended the amendment to the Utilities Regulation Bill. Mr. Abrams was responding to claims by the Democratic Labour Party that a clause was introduced that gives the minister administrative rights to make decisions that would take away the power of the Fair Trading Commission and interveners. Speaking in the House of Assembly yesterday, he said the clause was in the bill already existed.
That authority already exists. Nobody complained about it before. I guess people didn't even realize it was so not abused that nobody had reason to even know that it was there. It is not contemplated it's going to be abused again. But we, as a responsible government, in all of our PR for it, we put it out there. We don't do things behind closeted doors. You can never cut out the interveners. Social media being what it is, I noticed, sir, one of the key interveners, one of the most prominent of the interveners, had their full say recently in social media. We're not bypassing the FTC, but the provision has to be there to make decisions when expediency is required.
Mr. Abrams stressed the need to expedite the process of getting battery storage for renewable energy and stated that in a case where a quick decision needs to be made, the minister needs to have that authority.
It is not intended, sir, that the minister is going to bypass the legislation at every point in time. That's not what is contemplated. But the realities in this sphere, when you have supply chain issues, when you have an inability to guarantee certain inputs, the ability to make a very quick decision and to reserve that right to an authority or a body is a real, real consideration, and it is necessary for business efficacy. And quite practically, sir, the only body that can probably move nimbly but still be subject to the oversight of the courts and following the requirement, the stated requirement, to actually operate in the public interest is the minister.
Minister of Home Affairs, Information and Public Affairs, Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, Member of Parliament for St. Michael South Central, Marsha Cattle, is concerned about the cost of the transition to renewable energy to the Barbadian public. Ms. Cattle's comments came during a debate in the House of Assembly on amendments to the Utilities Regulation Bill.
There are real gains. There are real ways in which we can make people's lives better, but we have to keep our finger on that button of making people's lives better and getting cheaper energy and more reliable energy. But the other that we are concerned with here today is the question of whether there's equality in ownership of the renewable energy projects and whether people will end up with more reliable energy for which they pay less.
She says government must be very careful to ensure that the process of acquiring renewable energy also reduces the cost to consumers.
If you are able to make price very transparent, that is going to drive down the cost of the projects. That is going to drive down the cost of the projects. It's going to drive down the cost of the technologies and the implementation of the technologies. There needs now to be another transmission mechanism, another pathway by which driving down the cost of the project to execute means driving down the cost of energy to the consumer. One does not necessarily follow the other unless we are very careful to make sure that that happens.
Member of Parliament for St. Michael South Central, Marsha Cattle. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is calling for the issue of flooding in the Constitution River Terminal to be urgently addressed. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, says it's a long-standing issue that compromises the safety of commuters and also impacts how the terminal functions when the rain falls.
I visited the area of the bus terminal only yesterday because of the number of complaints I would have received from persons working in the terminal, our PSV workers, as well as members of the public about the flooding in the area. And when I look back at it, though, this area of flooding would have gone back some 20 to 25 years ago. It is a concern because it means that a lot of the operators who have to get into the terminal, they're not able to do so because of the water level in which we are seeing. I was told that it have a lot to do with the Constitutional River, but we ourselves would have spoken to a number of ministers in the Ministry of Transport. So we're hoping that it will come up whenever the opportunity arrives for us to be speaking to the Ministry of Public Transport.
Meantime, some route taxi operators working from the Constitution River Terminal also raised concerns about the flooding in the area, which they say continue to affect them and commuters, and they want the problem addressed.
The van stand need to be clear of water, too much water settling up in the van stand, causing people had to be walking on the embankment and had to be stepping over too much pool of water. It's time enough for the van stand to something to be done. When rain fall, you cannot come in here. Actually, this van stand never finished.
All but this one is full of water. When rain fall and the river come up, the people go walk and come up here, or they go walk and go cross there, right? We thought the ministers about this already. And now again, it's tall, enough tall. If you go there, you will see a drainage where the water has come through. Where they tell you how the water has come through there. All the water can't get back out through there. So this whole van stand need a raise. So they pitch the water back in the wharf. But we got a boy doctor. We probably own. But they won't listen to me.
Route taxi operators working from the Constitution River Terminal. The Barbados Police Service is urging the public to take extra precautions to protect their lives and property as Christmas approaches. Crime Prevention Officer Inspector Roger Babb wants Barbadians and visitors alike to ensure that when carrying out financial transactions, especially at ATMs at night, their business is done in well-lit and populated areas.
As Christmas Day draws closer and the hustle and bustle intensify, please keep your personal safety at the forefront of your mind as you go about your Christmas shopping. We want everyone to enjoy a happy festive season. If you must use an ATM, visit those in populated areas. Always use ATMs that are in well-lit areas. Check to see if persons are loitering around the ATM before using it. Do not stand and count your money in the ATM. Check it when you are in a safe place. If you feel you are being followed after using an ATM, go to a busy or lighted area and call the police at 211.
Crime Prevention Officer of the Barbados Police Service, Inspector Roger Babb. A former Haitian senator has been sentenced to life in prison for conspiring to kill Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse, in 2021. John Joel Joseph is the third of 11 suspects detained and charged in Miami to be sentenced in what U.S. prosecutors has described as a plot hatched in Haiti and Florida to hire mercenaries to kidnap or kill Moïse, who was 53 when he was shot dead at his private home near the Haitian capital on the 7th of July, 2021. Joseph was extradited from Jamaica in June to face charges of conspiring to commit murder or kidnapping outside the U.S. states and providing material support resulting in death, knowing or intending that such material support would be used to prepare for or carry out the conspiracy to kill or kidnap. And finally, Colorado Supreme Court has removed Donald Trump from the 2024 presidential ballot, citing an insurrection clause in the U.S. Constitution. In a decision that upends the White House race, the court ruled 4-3 that Mr. Trump is not eligible or not an eligible candidate. It is the first time that Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Several attempts to kick Mr. Trump off the ballot in other states have failed. Recapping the headlines, the Home Affairs Minister defends the amendments to the Utilities Regulation Bill. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport want flooding at the Constitution River Terminal to be addressed. Police caution the public conducting business this Christmas. Ex-Haitian senator gets life in prison for the 2021 killing of Haiti's president. And the Colorado Supreme Court removes Donald Trump from the state's 2024 ballot. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. The next newscast is at 8:30. Good morning.